So I'm here with Sean Thomas, the executive director of Old North St. Louis Restoration Group, Doug Rasmussen, also an Old North board member and a resident, and Mike Mantioni, lead singer and songwriter for the band 5/8. And Sean, I'm going to start with you. Old North St. Louis Restoration Group has been together since 1981.
Correct.
How do you describe what your organization does?
Well, it's a community-based nonprofit, and it is designed to revitalize the community there. In fact, the mission of the organization is to revitalize the physical and social dimensions of the neighborhood in a manner that respects the community's historic, cultural, and urban character.
And the Crown Square project, which is a big project that kind of got rid of that old 14th Street pedestrian mall, that was finished just a few years ago?
Officially finished in 2010 after about 5 years of actual work there. And that really was the highest profile, biggest project we were ever involved with and probably ever will be. It was a $35 million, 27 building redevelopment that did reopen the street, as you mentioned.
And big success.
And it's been a great success. It's a great feature to bring people into the neighborhood, and it's got that great picture postcard view of the arch right down the street.
What are you guys working on right now?
Well, a whole variety of things. That's always a trick question because it's a list that could go on for hours. But the key part of our work is attracting residents to the community and supporting the residents who are there and helping those who want to rehab and redevelop individual properties, or helping to bring in people who want to bring jobs or investment to the community to develop larger properties.
And Doug, you are a resident and also a board member. How long have you lived in Old North?
It'll be 10 years in March. So that's we bought our home, which was a vacant boarded up house, in May of 2003, and then spent about a year renovating the home and bought it from the restoration group.
And when did you get involved as a board member?
This is actually my second run. I was there about a year or so initially after we'd moved in, and then took a break when we had our kids and stuff. And now that they're a little bit older and more independent, I came back, I guess, maybe, 2 years ago, Sean, something like that. So it's been a great 2 years, and being back on the board and, you know, working at a community-based nonprofit to help them, you know, execute their mission.
And then, of course, this benefit concert you're very involved in, and you were really behind asking the band 5/8 to come up from Athens, Georgia.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, first of all, I would say it's just I still sometimes pinch myself thinking that this is actually going to happen. Back in April of 1994, a long time ago now, I remember walking into a club in Madison, Wisconsin called The Chamber, and it was a great kind of rock club that, you know, isn't there anymore, but at the time was going out to see music with a friend, and we walked in and, you know, didn't know 5/8 at all, and actually were just completely blown away, and I've been a big fan ever since. And part of the motivation here, I think, if Old North St. Louis Restoration Group was a band, it would be 5/8, because like all great indie rock bands, you know, with the do-it-yourself mentality, you know, I mean, 5/8's got the staying power. They've got the just tremendous at what they do, and Old North is the same in terms of a group that's, you know, their, you know, community-based group that's really, you know, doing it on a grassroots level and having lots of success.
Well, Mike, I want to ask you, you know, how does this come about when somebody calls you from St. Louis and says, I want you to come up for a benefit concert? What makes you say yes to driving all the way from Athens, Georgia?
I probably just love of playing more than anything, and just the kinship with Doug.
Yeah.
And just feeling like, you know, he had been instrumental in our grassroots effort of putting together our record. The last one we did, we used one of those Indiegogo web-based arrangements with our fans to help us, you know, put out our last album. And so that's really how we touched base about, you know, getting up to St. Louis.
And let's talk about the band. I mean, you've been together since the late 80s. Are you working with a lot of the same members?
Patrick Ferguson plays drums, and we've been playing together since 1988. And me and Dan have been playing together in bands since 1981.
Wow.
To give you an idea of the scope. And then Sean, our guitar player, has been with the band since about 89. So
Do you guys still tour? Do you play around Athens and Atlanta mostly, or do you get out to you know, the coasts now and then, or what are you
we
doing?
We haven't been out to L.A. Since the REM tour, but we do go up to New York and Florida, and we do, you know, Athens and Atlanta. We don't tour quite as much because you know, family and things of that nature. So the touring has slowed down from 200 dates a year.
And I saw that NPR's All Things Considered named 5/8 one of the top five bands that should be way bigger than it is, which is a great compliment, but I had to think maybe a little bit irritating as well.
Well, I don't think so, because, I mean, I always feel like, you know, there's something more to do creatively. And so maybe if we had arrived in some way, of, you know, that would be knowledgeable to us, like, you know, wheelbarrows full of cash, maybe we wouldn't be so driven to make records and keep playing and make the music that we do. It's kind of thrilling to be playing with the band, actually.
You put out your last album, Your God Is Dead to Me Now, in 2010. Do you have any new albums on the horizon?
We are. We're in the recording studio now, working on the next record, which has no title as of yet, but has a lot of material.
The benefit is Saturday, November 2nd at Plush. It's also featuring the local band Last to Show, First to Go, and of course 5/8 all the way from Athens, Georgia. And Mike, I have to ask you, has Doug or has Sean told you about Crown Candy? Are you going to be getting a malt or a BLT while you're up here?
I believe so.
Jimmy Fallon was just in town and was there, so it is the place to go.
All right, so then if Fallon's actually, you know, stamped with his stamp of approval, we'll let him know what we think.
All right.
And, of course, we'll definitely be in there to sample the wares, the local wares, no doubt.
Well, Mike Mantione, the lead singer and songwriter for 5/8, Doug Rasmussen, board member and resident in Old North, and Sean Thomas, the executive director of Old North St. Louis Restoration Group, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.